Wisconsin's transportation secretary fielded questions for hours Wednesday. The legislature's budget committee asked Mark Gottlieb what he thinks about Governor Walker's proposed transportation budget for the state. One component seems to concern lawmakers from both parties: the governor's plan to borrow more than $1 billion to pay for road construction. As Marge Pitroff reports, Gottlieb had recommended a different course of action, but he says he understands the governor's wishes. One of the last state budgets put DOT Secretary Mark Gottlieb in charge of a commission. Its job was to recommend how Wisconsin should fund its transportation needs over the next decade, because costs have continued to exceed the state's ability to pay. The commission concluded that the state must raise taxes and fees on both fuel and vehicles. Instead, Governor Walker wants to borrow $1.3 billion. Representative Gordon Hintz was among members of the Joint Finance Committee who questioned the secretary on Wednesday about taking on more debt.
Last June, you said, quote, "One of our goals is to propose a structure that once in place will be sustainable for the future." You know, when you look at what you're proposing in today's budget, would you really say that this is sustainable? I guess I mean more than 2 years.
I think the commission and others would say that over the long term, there will need to be additional revenues into the transportation fund if we are going to continue to meet the needs that we have to build a safe and maintain a safe and efficient system.
So maybe there'll be sustainability in the future, but this budget offers neither a structure nor a path for sustainability.
What I'm saying is that the governor was not prepared to raise user fees or taxes in this budget for transportation because we were unable to offset those increases with other tax reductions elsewhere in the budget to create a essentially tax neutral budget.
You know, the agency's budget request, you said, quote, "If we don't address this issue from the revenue side, what's going to happen is we are going to see a deterioration in the condition of our system." Can you talk about, you know, what deterioration we're going to see?
The governor's budget, although it apparently doesn't fund it the way you would want to, the governor's budget does make the priority investments that we need to make: keep our major highway development projects on schedule to avoid higher costs down the road.
According to Gottlieb, the DOT would have to delay some highway projects for years if the legislature chops a sizable chunk out of Governor Walker's borrowing plan. The transportation secretary was also asked Wednesday why the DOT covers the cost of bodyguards for Governor Walker while he's out of state, raising support for a potential presidential run. Gottlieb responded that the agency is charged with protecting the governor 365 days a year. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.